Listening to Shiny Saturdays on BFF.fm. Thanksgiving just passed. I just want to say this show does not support the ignorance of the genocide of Native American communities, nor does it support any type of colonization, and we're going to fucking fight for this shit. But I do realize, aside from that, that, you know, a lot of people's family members do, and I don't know what we can do about that. But yeah, you know, we're just gonna make sure to be taking care of ourselves. I know that it can be overwhelming with being around family and stuff like that. I know I definitely feel that. So enjoy the latest track by The Dip.
She gave me the keys to the Cadillac. Said you can take it if you bring it back soon. She gave me the keys to the Cadillac. Said you can take it if you bring it back soon. My baby, she's a stone cold queen. By every measure, she's the woman of my dreams. Rock and roll band. I do my best to make as much as I can, but my baby's got it covered. She's a breadwinner, puts the food on the table, and I'm just making dinner. Says everything she's got except that big fancy car. But now she's saying I can take it if I don't drive too far. She gave me the key. The keys to the Cadillac.
Next track up is by Krongbin. It's called People Everywhere Still Alive. It's from their 2015 debut album. This album is influenced by a lot of like older Thai from the 60s and 70s, and it includes Southeast Asian influence and some rock and funk, according to their Spotify. So I just wanted to draw some attention to that, and then I'm gonna play a track off their latest album that was released earlier this year, called Con Todo El Mundo. And that one, like, you know, it has a lot more like influence from India and the Middle East, particularly from Iran. So hope you like it. For forgot to mention these are my favorite tracks off those albums.
Press one.
Hello, hello.
Press two.
I'm on the water.
If you'd like to know if I'm alright,
press three.
Say, you're alright.
This is the third floor.
Yes.
To be optimistic about during the holidays, though, like my favorite part is that a lot of my friends will be back in the area because I'm from here, and a lot of my friends will be back from if they've moved or if they're away at school or something, so that's always really nice for me. And like, yeah, I get to see a lot of family that I don't necessarily always get to see, whatever or like however much I disagree with the purpose of a celebration. Gotta love that cowbell.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention some shows coming up. Tonight, Georgia Smith is coming to the Warfield. I think it's sold out, but maybe you can find tickets on Facebook. On the 30th, Jay Som and Justus Prophet are coming to the Starland Social Club in Oakland. And Darius is coming to 1015 Folsom on that same night. Now we're into December. On the 2nd, Squirrel Nut Zippers are coming to Holy Diver in Sacramento, if you are going to be around there. La Maitre, I definitely am pronouncing that wrong, is coming on the 7th to August Hall. And then on the 18th, Roosevelt is coming to August Hall as well. I also just wanted to announce that Mezzanine is closing, and I'm really, really bummed about it. I don't know if you already knew about that. But yeah, I guess the building got bought out for something, so they're closing October of 2019. I'm not really sure what we can do about it at this point. But yeah, I mean, I guess enjoy it as much as you can while it lasts. It's one of the only venues, I think, that I think it's the venue that is like the most female led. So yeah, I'm really bummed about that. BFF is having an open house next Tuesday to help us kick off Giving Tuesday. I don't know if you're doing anything then, but it's from 7 to 9 p.m. We're located between 17th and Cap Street. I can't guarantee that I'll be there. I'm going to try my best, but it's like the day before I start a new job. So we'll see, but I'm going to try my best to stop by for at least like 30 minutes or so. You should definitely come through. In terms of new music, have y'all checked out Anderson .Paak's new album, Oxnard? It's fucking fire. We'll be right back. The last track was So Much For Love by Grammatic. That's my all-time favorite song by them. This song is A New Era by Moderat. Also love them. I'm gonna take this time to do our usual closing poetry reading. This week's reading is Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. So I studied sociology at Davis, and in our department, this was like the self-care motto for all sociologists. Hope you enjoy it. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes? Shoulders falling down like teardrops? Weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. This has been Shiny Saturdays on BFF.fm. I'm Sherpa Shiny. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.